Hello, this is Fear the Claw, filling in for Boder and Sticky. They are both out for this week, so I will be taking the lead in this week's Game Nuts podcast. It will not be an official numbered podcast. This will be more of a filler cast, or maybe it'll be episode 15 and a half. I'm not quite sure what Boder will call this one. I brought a couple of friends along. Guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Schnazzy.
I'm Orland Drake.
You're a little closer to the mic there, Arland. So anyway,
try doing it. Just lean against the front of you.
So who's got a topic? Who wants to start off?
Want me to? It just reported yesterday, Trent Reznor quoted as saying, "He doesn't care much for Sony, more of a fan of Wii and 360."
Okay, that's interesting. That's all he said.
I don't know. We can look up the interview. I guess we should have pulled that up. That would have been forward thinking. I guess we weren't doing that.
No, not really.
No, apparently not. Oh, that's interesting. I mean, it seems as though that's kind of the, you know, the way the industry's going. The PlayStation's getting less and less relevant as time goes on, it seems, because of their stupid decisions.
I think that Sony overall is all right. They're doing okay. They're making smart decisions. The problem I see is that they got a really annoying fan base.
Yes.
They're a great system, but man, they're fan base.
They've got a really annoying fan base, but at the same time, as you said, they seem to be making the right decisions, but they're making the right decisions too late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to talk about decisions. All right. We all know about the PSP Go and the debacle that thing is.
All right.
Debacle. Apparently, well, a little while ago, maybe
if you... Debacle-ish.
Where's my sound effect?
We gotta get sound effects? What happened to that whole prepared thing?
Okay, anyway. We all know about the PSP Go. It's the new PSP. It folds up. It does not take UMDs. It's $100 more than the PSP that is completely compatible with the whole library.
Half is capable.
It's kind of a chip.
Yeah. So, well, they had a little, kind of threw a bone to PSP owners trying to get them to upgrade. Apparently, they were offering free games, three free games for the UMD PSP owners. That sounds like a good deal, right?
That's it.
Not
right.
Really, considering with the PSP Go, you can only download games, but with my PSP,
yeah,
I can download games and play my UMDs.
Yeah. That's not the all of it. So, you know, when I say three free games, what are you thinking? You're thinking, like, you know, maybe like Wipeout or something?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be really hinged on what they have available.
What they want you to buy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, let me sum it up this way. The three free games are going to be from 17 different mini games, like puzzle games.
Weird little. It's like DSiWare, only it's PSP's version of such.
Yeah, basically the PSP mini.
Oh,
Gevolt.
That's a pain in the butt. The least they could do is say, okay, we have a library of PSP games. You can download one of the PSP games you own.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been nice. No, it's a PSP mini game. And to top it off, Sony of America just announced that they are not going to be doing the UMD to PSP Go conversion. So if you live in America and you have a PSP and games and you want a PSP Go for some ungodly reason, you may as well hold on to your PSP because you're not going to be able to upgrade and put your, unless you do it illegally, of course, which I'm sure Sony really wants people to do.
So as you were saying again, right choices?
All right, maybe I want to change. No, that's not. Someone's going to get angry.
Well,
like I said, the kids who love Sony are really annoying.
Well,
I don't want to be annoyed by them.
Since I am...
We're still a good company.
Yeah, since I am leading this podcast, I think I don't have to worry about Boder editing this out, but I did a blog earlier on Fear the Claw's video game blog about how what can Sony do to stay relevant, and one of the people who commented said he wanted to send the article to a bunch of Sony fanboy friends he had, but probably not.
Claw, do you have the Sony exec quote about... Do you still have the page about the Sony exec quotes?
Well, I mean, my favorite quote from Sony exec is, "We're not all about exclusives." That was my favorite.
Yeah, but anything that goes cross-platform on the PS3, you know, PS3 and Xbox 360 pretty much sells double on the 360. So.
Have it on the 360.
Well, no, Arkham Asylum's outsold 360's version.
Well, that's because it has the Joker.
Yeah,
thing.
The Joker's awesome, though.
See, that's pretty much what Sony has to do at this point.
Voiced
to...
by Mark Hamill.
Yes. That's pretty much what Sony has to do at this point to get people interested in their versions of games is to do it, you know, yeah.
Show a little leg?
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of which, has anybody seen the NSFW... Heavy Rain video yet?
I've heard the name Heavy Rain, and for some reason when
PSP
I hear the...
It's title. They got this striptease scene that I think Fox News is going to be very interested in.
Oh,
God. Fox News.
Gotta
oh.
love Fox News.
Yes, they're going to be all over that.
I'm sorry, but every time I hear the name Heavy Rain, all I can think of is Hard Rain.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure for Sony PS3.
And sadly enough, all I can think is Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate rain.
God, I love SpongeBob.
Oh, mammies.
Orland...
The problem is, I'm going to be posting this on N4G at some point. And I know I'm going to get so many ignores and bubble pops for no reason for like 3 weeks now. All the stuff we've already talked about.
Yeah. Anywho, Orlin, you and I have been playing a lot of Rock Band lately.
We have.
That's pretty much... Rock Band and Smash Brothers are almost exclusively what we've been playing.
Pretty much.
Rock Band 2 is actually being patched. Actually, it was patched today or within the past couple of days. Not what we've been begging for, like a more... user-friendly interface, being able to drop in and out. My biggest problem with Rock Band 2 is whatever controller I start up the system with, is...
The controller you have to keep connected the entire game, or
yeah.
you can't keep playing.
Exactly, because that's the one that signs into my gamer tag, and you don't earn achievements except for the one that you're signed in on, so... Yeah, it's a whole big mess. I was hoping that would be part of the patch. It's not. What it does fix is it now supports wireless mics, which is pretty cool.
Cables suck.
Which would make all of my instruments except for my Fender Precision Bass wireless. Improved hammer-ons. I'm not entirely sure what that means. Maybe it just means...
I suck at hitting those anyway.
Yeah.
Hammer-ons are like just tapping it, right?
Yeah, hammer-on is like they're the smaller notes that you don't have to strum on.
But I do anyway.
Yeah, you just get so used to it. After a while, you learn not to do it. But
I'll be honest, I got World Tour on the Wii, and I'm actually having fun like just holding the Wii controller with like two hands at the neck, just tapping around. It's somewhat entertaining.
What do you mean?
It's the Guitar Hero controller for Wii has like
sense pad.
It's got that little sense pad,
right?
On it,
yeah,
that
I've
you
got
can
I've
tap
got that
instead of that. That's like they have that on the other.
You
ones.
Can wait. You can just tap the pad without
instead
having
of strumming. Yeah,
I didn't realize that. I've used
it. Was
kind
of cool.
I
bless you.
I have the Guitar Hero World Tour controller and the game, which I don't play very often, but I have that. But I've never been able to actually play the game other than the things that it tells you to use it on. I'll have to give that a try. Maybe we'll play some World Tour later.
I don't honestly think I've ever played that game on guitar. Vocals a lot, but not guitar.
Yeah, well, I keep on thinking...
I only like it has like three Fish songs that I really like. That was all it... But I'm not a big rhythm game guy anyway, so I should stay out of that.
Fish.
I'm thinking about Ben and Jerry's.
Anywho,
Ben and Jerry's?
I've lost my train of thought now. Oh, World Tour, Guitar Hero. Yeah, I keep on thinking, Guitar Hero 5 has some great new features that I've always wanted in music games. I should get it. And then I remind myself, it's Guitar Hero, which means none of the songs I've downloaded for Rock Band, which is like lots and lots of money I've spent on songs for Rock Band, none of those are going to be compatible. So what's the point in getting the new Guitar Hero? Just wait for Guitar Hero, or wait for Rock Band to incorporate those things.
Rock Band and Guitar Hero totally need to make hot, dirty love together so they could be one thing.
Yeah, well, they could have been, but yay Activision. Actually, as long as we're on Rock Band, the other thing that the patch adds,
backdoor compatibility?
Fail noise.
Background downloading, which, thank God, because I always had to buy my songs in the main game marketplace because I just couldn't stand. You select the song. If you go into the music store previously, you select the song, you buy it, and you have to sit there and wait for it to download before you can look at other stuff. Now you can buy a song and then continue shopping while it's downloading.
Convenient.
Yeah. Seems like something that should have been there in the first place, but
yeah,
it's
really
not something that's really all that inconvenient. But you know, it's a little more convenient now. So, all know,
right, yeah, I can,
you don't have to sit there and
gone. Yeah. Well, one thing that is really convenient is Lego Rock Band, which I know you guys have kind of poo-pooed because it's Lego Rock Band.
I'm not totally against it.
Lego seems slightly unnecessary.
Lego is adorable.
Yeah.
I was a Kinect kid.
Oh, anyway.
Freak!
Anyway, Lego Rock Band, which, you know, people would say, oh, what's the point? It's not very necessary. It has a lot of good, you know, it has all the popular singles on it, which makes me want the game. And it's also exportable. The songs are exportable as DLC for Rock Band 2, which means, you just put in the disc, export them to Rock Band 2, and you never even have to use the disc again if you don't want to. And
so it's
I
a
looked
trap
up,
pack, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. You can use it as such. Or you can, you know, use the Lego characters.
Yeah.
But the price is actually going to be lower than a standard current gen price. Like I was hoping it would be around the $40 price point, not quite so much $50. But I mean, considering Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 games are typically $60, I think that's a pretty good deal for a bunch of songs that I would have ended up buying online anyway.
Yeah, convenient.
I see that. That's actually it. Way to go, Rock Band.
So, Orland, Orland, what have you got?
Orland. Recently,
the land of ore.
The land of ore. No, my name is Orland Drake.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Orlando Drake.
Is that like, what about Drake's fortune?
What?
Never mind.
Yes. Never mind.
We will
cut that part out.
We will segue. No, I will leave it in just for the embarrassment.
I knew I'd run over somebody.
Anyway, recently I've been interested in Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, The Crystal Bearers. Given I don't know a great deal about this game yet, I've kind of been out of gaming news for a while. Looks cool. Being the poor person I am. Yes, it does look really cool. I'm actually a lot more interested in the Crystal Chronicles series.
Didn't the
now.
Developers say they were inspired by GTA, which is just such a bizarre thing when you think in the context of Final Fantasy?
I'm
like,
going to mug me a chocobo.
Well, I think, no, they said it was more the gang system they were interested in. The way, like, you kill one guy, and then, like, he's got a whole bunch of family who are
going to
be pissed
at
you later.
That's more Saints. Yeah, that's more Saints Row than GTA, but
is that,
still.
Well, GTA doesn't really have the gang war in GTA San Andreas.
Yeah, San Andreas.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about San Andreas.
Not to mention gang wars in GTA 2. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, GTA 2. A lot of features in GTA 2 that never made it to the future versions, which I'd wish they had.
But GTA 2 also wasn't that much fun either. So.
And back to Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
Not derailed.
Honestly, it looks like a game that I'd be more interested in than the current nomenclature chronology of the Final Fantasy series.
That's a hell of a word.
Nomenclature chronology, yes it is. For the listeners, one more time, nomenclature chronology.
Okay, there's a backstory behind this, expression.
I'm really on my nipple while you say
that. Orland and I were discussing a long time ago Final Fantasy XI and how it shouldn't have been part of the numbered series, and I froze and couldn't think of the terminology, and Orland blurts out nomenclature chronology, and from that point on, for the rest of the day, neither of us could say anything intelligent because we had wasted all of our intelligence on that expression.
Having said it three times, I will attempt to continue on.
Moving on.
I seem to be more interested in the Crystal Chronicles and spin-off series of Final Fantasy than I do the numbered series these days, because with Final Fantasy XI, Final Fantasy XIV, and rather than put out a Final Fantasy XIII and then make two or three spin-offs later, they've decided to make about four spin-offs with one series of games right from the bat. So I'm becoming very disenfranchised with the numbered Final Fantasy series, and this just looks like a fresh, clean break.
My only issue with it, first
I'd
of all...
I'd like to make a joke about Final Fantasy's butt hurting from Square's use, but...
First of all, well, that would be like trying to put a square peg in a round hole, wouldn't it?
You are correct,
damn,
sir.
Oh. I said that word.
That's okay. Damn is okay. As long as we don't go above
you can't
that.
Can't say...
You're going to make me bleep that, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, I hate you.
I would ask you about other words, but
all
I
right.
don't want to make a skit out of that.
1545 bleep schnazzy. Okay. All right. Anyway, my thing with Crystal Chronicles is Crystal Chronicles has always been multiplayer. It's always been about, you know, getting together. Granted, it's always been broken multiplayer because,
Nintendo has broken multiplayer.
Actually, Echoes of Time had really good multiplayer.
Well, yeah, because the DS and Wii... But the original Crystal Chronicles was a connectivity game, which was a great concept that was just too difficult to implement.
Like the GameCube's multiplayer when it came to the Game Boy Advance.
I'm just interested in it because it's actually taking the whole RPG element and it's actually using the Wii controls in an interesting way to improve upon the RPG sort of formula.
So how does it use the Wii controls?
The whole thing's based off of telekinesis, and your telekinesis is basically point at the screen, click, and you pick it up and you throw it at stuff. And
so basically,
it's very Force Unleashed.
So basically, it's Final Fantasy meets Elebits.
A little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Actually, that's a reasonable description. But I mean, it's supposed to be an awesome game. I brought the Metroid Prime trilogy box set.
Snazzy has been taunting us with the. I've been meaning to get
check
this.
Out its amazingly shiny and heavy case.
No, this is
very heavy. Last time I looked at it.
Oh god, this is just great radio, guys. We're ogling the Metroid Prime trilogy.
We can post
case.
Pictures of it later, can't we?
I don't think that's necessary.
All right, it's shiny.
But how is the game?
It's really, really nice. I mean, like, it's just... The controls are great for the first two games. And also, it feels like the frame speed might even be a little higher than it was on game two.
I read that they did boost the graphics.
Really smooth.
Yeah, they took advantage of the Wii's additional power, which, believe it or not, the Wii does have more power than the GameCube.
Very popular belief.
Yeah, and... They
take out all the stuff and, like, look underneath at the plastic part. Oh, it's
right.
So cool.
Anyway, I heard that they boosted the graphics, but yeah,
that's cool,
the only one I played was the original Metroid Prime for GameCube, and I loved it. Never beat it, so I have a really good reason to get this disc.
It's awesome. Claw, it really
I
is.
Well
three games
problem.
That kick butt for $49.99 with the Wii. It's a no-brainer. Plus, like, if not enough of those pre-orders sold, so you can still go to GameStop and get the pre-order. That's what I did. I went to GameStop and I got the one that was supposed to be the pre-order bonus. You didn't get the poster of Samus. I was hoping for the poster of Samus.
What do you get for the pre-order?
Indulge the game.
You get the cool tin case.
You get the two cool tin case anyway.
At Best Buy. Indulge the gaming geek in me and tell me, was it Samus or Zero Suit Samus?
What? And what?
The poster.
And the poster, it was normal Samus. It was classic suit Samus sitting in an awesome pose. And I was really interested and I missed it.
Okay. Anyway.
He's a little sad.
Yeah.
So, Snazzy, you're a Mac user.
Yo.
I'm a Mac user. Uh-huh. You don't have a 360 or
Steve Jobs
PS3.
Represent.
So, you don't have... the only current generation system you have is a Wii.
Yeah,
as do I.
Yeah. Now, you like BioShock?
I want to like BioShock.
Well, you have the opportunity now.
I don't know. How much video RAM and processors is that sucker? Do they have specs out for it yet? You should probably say what it is.
Yeah, they probably do have... Yes, well, anyway, BioShock is coming out for the Mac within the next couple of weeks. I believe the date is October 7th. That is awesome. BioShock is an awesome game. A lot of people swear that first-person shooters are better on the computer. So, you know, if you're one of those people and you... and you are a Mac user like we are, go check that out. BioShock, I played through BioShock on the 360. It is an awesome game.
I'll need to come do your 360 to play that, Claw.
No.
Commandeer.
Oh, come on.
Wait till he goes to work.
Yeah, but seriously, if you want to play BioShock, pop it in. It takes maybe like 15 hours to complete, maybe not even that long.
Well, that's nothing for an RPG fan.
Yeah, and it's just a fantastic game from start to finish. I'm a little on the fence
awesome
about
for a first-person shooter, though.
What?
He said that's not a lot for an RPG, 15 hours. But man, 15 hours for a first-person shooter? Whoa.
Yeah, no, even the Halo
games. That's ridiculous.
Games.
They usually level out around 6 hours.
Yeah, even the Halo games topped out about 10.
The last first-person shooter I played was Battlefield Vietnam, so that kind of dates my experience a bit.
Battlefield Vietnam?
No. We played GoldenEye a couple of weeks ago.
That dates it even more, Claw.
Yes.
Pardon me, I still haven't gotten rid of this cold yet. Speaking of first-person shooters, apparently some people have been getting disk read errors with Halo 3 ODST.
Uh-oh.
Honest.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't affect its score.
Yeah, I know. I really want to try ODST. I'm a big Halo fan, not like hardcore Halo fan. I'm not one of those people.
You're not a frat boy.
No. But I love the games, and I want to give it a try. I've been hearing good things about it. Hopefully, I don't get one of these disk read errors. Obviously, if you get one of these disk read errors, if you're listening, make sure what disk read error it is and that you don't call Microsoft and say, oh, I got the E74, whatever the heck it is. But,
That's like...
Yeah, it says specifically...
They're gonna design, like, all the Halos so that they make, like, Xbox 360s explode so they can replace them again.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it costs them money. I mean, alright, I have a bit of an issue with Microsoft's pricing of accessories. Like, 120 gig hard drive for the 360 is $150. That is so ridiculous, especially considering you can get a portable drive. They should just let you be able to format a portable USB drive and use that, because it's just ridiculous how expensive these things
are. Probably could.
And
I bet you if you're a hacky boy, you can do it.
Well, then you void your warranty, and then if you red ring, then you're screwed. But,
curse you, Microsoft.
Yeah, I honestly think that these extravagant prices for their, you know, their hard drives and their wireless adapters and all of that, by the way, there is going to be a wireless and a what they call it, the 802.11n, the newest wireless format is going to be available for the 360. So
well,
that's pretty cool. But
it's about the money, Lebowski.
Yeah, it's about
the
recouping
money,
the expenses
Lebowski.
From all of these free repairs that they've had to do for their faulty systems.
You know what? It's odd.
Has anyone actually looked at like the record of Microsoft since like Xbox was first? They've had only two years where they made a profit since they've gotten into the gaming biz.
Really?
But
like
every other
game sales?
Yeah, we're talking about overall how Microsoft's game division is doing. They failed. Like every single year, they lose money. Even more, I mean, at least Sony was posting profits sometimes.
But you know what?
Now they're up to like what?
There,
I think there was like 350 billion.
Okay, guys, one at a time.
I don't know. It's just wow. So maybe they just don't care about losing money because they're in it for trying to dominate like Microsoft always does, where they just like, is it not working?
And
throw more money.
Yeah.
Well, is it still not working? More money.
Oh, yeah. If you throw enough money at it, it'll eventually stick. And you know what? The Xbox 360 is the most successful console.
HD console.
Well, you know what? I would argue, as far as popular vote, it is the most successful console this generation. The Wii has sold more. Thank you. The Wii has sold more, but I love the Wii. I play the Wii a lot, but honestly, the 360 is the better system.
It's the fallback console, and honestly, if I almost said Dreamcast, Freudian slip of the tongue. If Microsoft manages to pull what Sony and its competitors
Dreamcast
pull,
exists in your psyche. How weird.
Dreamcast exists right here. I've got one right on my feet.
I've seen it. I've stubbed my toe on it.
That's about all it's good for right now.
Yeah, most of your stuff's
okay,
good
well,
for stubbing
as I was
people's
saying,
toes.
If Microsoft manages to edge out the competition as Sony and its
why do you have
contemporaries of the day.
Never mind. I'm interrupting. I'm sorry.
ADD.
Yeah. What's going on in this direction?
Anywho.
Sorry. I'm listening to you now.
So anyway, what about the Dreamcast? Say it again.
All right. If Microsoft manages to edge out Sony as Sony and its contemporaries did to the Dreamcast back in the early 2000s, well, we might just be seeing Microsoft become the new Sony, and rather than lose a prof, rather than lose money, they'll finally start to gain since they'll be the predominant producer here.
Well, they pretty much already are. I mean, again, the Wii has got everybody in sales, but the Wii caters to a completely different audience.
I think that's changing. I actually, if you look, Nintendo's actually doing their darndest to try and get back the core gamer, I think.
Once again,
too little, too
price
late.
Drop.
Exactly.
Well, maybe people need to get over 2000. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
2008
I think,
sucked, but look, we got tons of games coming.
Yeah, but the problem is, anybody who bought a Wii thinking, "Oh, this is going to be awesome. Yeah, it's a little underpowered, but it's going to have a new control scheme, and it's Nintendo, and it's awesome." They gave up after the first 2-3 years of nothing. I mean,
that sucks for them because there's a lot of games.
But the problem is, those are the hardcore gamers. Those are the people that Nintendo is trying to get. And
do you think they lowered the price for the casual people to buy it? No, well, they lowered it for the hardcore kids who sold theirs and were like, I'm not buying it until a price cut happens.
Okay, I have a friend who bought a Wii shortly after it first came out.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Loved it at the time, and then found that he never played it. He played his 360 more. Sold it. Now, we got a slew of great games coming out. New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Hunter 3.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Muramasa.
Super Mario, yeah, nobody cares about those. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
This looks awesome.
Yeah, does,
I gotta get it.
Do you know what that is, Zorlin?
I do know what Muramasa is. Muramasa is the 2D.
Oh, right, that. Yeah, that's gotten lukewarm reviews, but it does look awesome. But you know what? That's not a system.
Between 8 and 8.5.
But it's not a system seller. Mario is a system seller.
Yes, Mario is a system
seller. Zelda is a system seller.
And if you look at rating scores these days, 8.5 is the new 5.
Yeah. Thank you, Electronic Gaming Monthly, for, you know, establishing this 5 is average in our minds, getting ingrained in our minds, and then disappearing, and now everybody's rating on the 7-10 scale.
If I may quote Seinfeld, well, I'd like the medium. Well, the medium's a small. I'd like the large. Well, the large is medium. Well, then what's the large? The extra large. That's how gaming scores work these days.
Pretty much. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. I mean, I'm excited about a lot of the stuff that's coming out for the Wii.
I got a lot.
I'm excited about games in general. I'm interested in looking at Mini Ninjas recently.
I don't know. I'm still sketchy.
Shut up! So I can finish my story. I have a friend who had it, got tired of it, sold it, and now with all the great games coming out that I know he would love, he says, I can't justify buying a new one. And that's the thing is, once you know, people lose interest and they sell it, you can't, like, if you want to play
Super Mario... Did he make his money back?
No, you don't make your money back selling it, especially when he sold it. Yeah. I mean, Nintendo can't make a game that will justify somebody paying... somebody who already owned it and gave it away to pay another $250 to play that game. Because that's what
$250
because you got to buy the game.
Yes.
But one thing that Nintendo is doing right...
They can't make it cheaper than the DSi, that's for sure.
Well, one thing that Nintendo is doing right is October 12th, they're releasing a Wii Sports Resort pack with 2 Motion Pluses in it. Which
yeah,
I don't know why
I
they
heard about that. That's a great idea.
Done that in the first place.
I know, because I ended up spending like $70 on my Wii Sports Resort because I had to buy a second Wii Motion Plus so that we could play it together.
I have a funny feeling they have other things they're going to be announcing too. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner.
I know for the end of the podcast, we should play 100 Pin Bowling after this.
Ooh, that sounds like a plan. nobody else cares. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I lost my train of thought. But, yeah, I mean, Nintendo's taking a few steps in the right direction, but it might be too little too late. I would like to see Nintendo take all of this, the truckloads of money that they've made off of the Wii, and just pour it into a hardcore system with next gen, with high definition stats.
The HD one, huh?
Yeah, it's the rumored Wii HD. Yes, I would like to see that happen within the next couple years.
Oh,
first out the gate.
How ironic it would be when Nintendo makes a system.
Oh, I truthfully don't know if I want to see that. Because that's the thing I like about the Wii. I like its simple interface.
It's also the most backwards compatible machine.
It's backwards compatible. You can play all these great GameCube games on it so long as you have the peripherals. And honestly, the thing that kept me with my Wii was Virtual Console. The Virtual Console kept me with my Wii. Every time I thought, you know what? You don't have any games I want to play. I'd go on the Wii Store and I'd look and see all these great games that I wanted to buy, given I haven't been able to afford it.
Most of which I already have in cartridge form.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but then
they sell Secret of Mana on that thing.
Yeah, you have to play.
That's a three-player Square RPG from, like, the SNES era. That's awesome.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our half hour,
so... Oh, no, I had Scribblenauts I was going to review.
Okay, well, just give us a quick... We already kind of had a Scribblenauts review.
Scribblenauts pretty good, but, you know, the controls need to be worked on, you know. He runs off into crazy stuff left and right.
You wish there were D-pad controls, right?
Yes.
Just like Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah. No, Phantom Hourglass worked great with its touch controls. I like that. He's like leading around a crazy retard on a string. Yeah. And he grabs things, does his own thing. I don't understand why they wouldn't just give you... It'd be more fun to make a gun and then use the A button to shoot it than to give it to, like, a crazy retarded person to run around with.
Still. I played a little bit of Scribblenauts last week after we recorded the podcast, and I gotta say, I had tons of fun just playing on the title screen.
Yes, the start screen is awesome.
I typed in superhero, and then I typed in villain, and the superhero kicked the villain's butt. And then I typed in God, and then I typed in ghost, and a ghost appeared, and God and the superhero started fighting the ghost, and then the ghost won. The ghost killed God.
Oh, let's see
the
ghost can beat a superhero and that.
Was the ghost Fred? Was it the ghost of Nietzsche?
No ghost.
All right, this is it. We're signing out. This is becoming terrible radio. This is Fear the Claw.
This is Orland Drake.
That was fun.
Yes, and we will be back next week with the regular team, hopefully.
God's just staring at me while the superheroes do.
Snazzy, be quiet.
Close the DS. Put Scribblenauts away. Look for us on iTunes. Just do a search for Game Nuts Podcast. Leave us some reviews. We need to get that up there so that more and more people start listening.
Subscribe. Wait. And Game Nuts, fantastic game store. On Route 5, Oneida.
Cheryl.
Plug that, shouldn't we?
Yes. I'm supposed to say stuff about email and stuff, but I don't know that stuff by heart. Boder usually takes care of that. If he wants to, he can edit it in. Otherwise, just look for the information on GameNutsPodcast.blogspot.com. Fear the Claw, signing out.